We are here for a reason, to lift our voice in praise. For He is worthy to be praised. Right? Will you say amen to that one? So I invite you to join with me in singing this song. As the kids sing that song, you know this song? This is a simple song. You could join with me singing a song, Thou Art Worthy. Shall we do that? Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, glory and honor, glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created, hast all things created. Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Heavenly Father, what a special privilege for us to be in Your house of prayer, where we lift our voice in praise, for Thou art worthy to be praised. So as we come together, we would like to acknowledge that You are in our midst today. Speaks to us. In Your name we pray. Amen. Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself shared this text. I invite you to open with me from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, and you can look at this one. And on that verse, you'll find out, join with me reading. Let's start reading. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is what? Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. So Jesus Christ Himself is telling us, brothers and sisters, that our Heavenly Father is looking for the true worshipers and those who worship in spirit and truth. And what a privilege for us to be a part of the global worldwide church of God who are worshiping God in spirit and truth. And if you continue looking in the scripture, you'll find that in the gospel of, in the book of Psalms, I would say. 95, let's start reading on that one. Because in the chapter 95 of the book of Psalms, you'll find out that essence of true worship. And if you join with me reading in that particular verse, you'll find out 95, verse 5 and 6. The sea is His, for He made it. His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Aren't we thankful that as we come together, before coming here, you'll see the beautiful nature. Now, as I describe to my family, where am I right now? Totally different from the Orlando area. Flat. There's no mountain in Florida. You know, we have Mount Dora, but there's no mountain there. I said, looking at this, I wish I could take pictures while I'm driving, but I wish I cannot. But I was wondering the beautiful mountain ranges and see. And this is what it says. Oh, come, let us worship and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And it says, for He is our God and we are the people of His pasture. Aren't you thankful that Sabbath after Sabbath we come together? That we could recognize the one who created the Newfoundland. Aren't we thankful? Or you who could testify that you are blessed to see this beautiful creation. And last Sabbath afternoon, after Conception Bay South, Glenn's son, Jack, said, would you like to walk along the beach? Okay, because I used to live in Virginia Beach. Now, it's a different area. But somehow, when he showed to me the walk along the bay, It's wonderful. And when I post it in my social network, people are wondering, my friends and my cast relatives, where are you now? Where is this? Wow. Those are beautiful God's creation. For He is our maker and the shape of His hand. So here we are as we study this book of Psalms 95, telling us that worship is what? Here, worship is reverent. Because we are worshiping the one who created all this. We are not here to worship superstars of Hollywood. We are not here to worship those superheroes of athletes or Olympians. We are worship the one. So even our kids would understand that. As they study this Sea of Miracles lesson all throughout this week, they would understand that there is someone who cares so much for them. There's someone whom they love, and there's someone whom they care. So as we look on this one, Psalms 95, verse 3, as we continue, and here's what it says. The Lord is the great God, and the King above all gods. I was visiting one 91-year-old lady in, call it, Satellite Beach in Florida. She came from Germany. She got married to an American soldier, so they're veterans. And you know what? She was so much preoccupied with a lot of things. She lives by herself, 91-year-old. But she is very organized. I was so impressed how organized. Even his plan when she died. I went, someone will pick me up here, my daughter. He has no children. Her relative, her closest relative is in Germany. Her niece, who's a lawyer. Said, she told me this because being a hospice chaplain, if I die, someone will call this and that. And his plan, very much organized. But one thing that got my attention was, every morning, 9 o'clock, she will watch the television attending the mass. 9 o'clock in the morning. Very much preoccupied. Said, why? He recognized that he is what? One of those God's children. And as I studied the book with her, open the Bible, she get her Bible, a German Bible and English Bible. And I read the scripture. She get to understand that we are saved by grace through faith. You know, she knows where Martin Luther was because she came from that area. But learn to know that we are his people and the great King above all gods. You'll find all over the world different kinds of God. But we are so blessed to know that our God is the God of all gods, the King of all kings. And we are so grateful that a worship is someone that we could be addressed to our Heavenly Father, our God who created us and who told us. So reverence, what is reverence? It's a demonstration of great respect and awe from whom we are worshiping. So as we come together Sabbath after Sabbath, we are not here just to say, oh, I'm checked with our attendance every Sabbath. No, we are here because we are recognizing that we are His people and we are worshiping the true God. And worshiping God because He is our God and our King. Aren't we thankful? For sure, if our young, good-looking Prime Minister of Canada will invite us to Ottawa, how would you feel about that, Elder Ron? Would you be going there? Free ticket, going to Ottawa. Wow. Joining the Prime Minister. What about us, Sabbath after Sabbath? We're not only meeting the Prime Minister, we're meeting the God of all gods, the King of all kings. And aren't we thankful? And for children to understand that it's a special privilege for us to be there because we are worshiping the true God. So Sabbath after Sabbath, it is a special time, a special privilege. It's not what? A compulsory. It's not a mandatory. You know, I used to be a dormitorian, as Pastor Kun said. In the dormitory, the children or the students will say, sir, you know, I would rather be in my room thinking about the church than in the church thinking about my room. You know what I'm saying? They thought that going to church is just a requirement, that I have to check their attendance to be there. But meeting God in a house of prayer is a special privilege because we are worshiping the true God. And Revelation again said, "For thou art worthy to be praised, who received glory and honor, for thou hast created all things. Pleasure they are, and we are created." So as we come together Sabbath after Sabbath, brothers and sisters, always remember, we are not here just to meet each other. We are here to worship the true God, the one who gives us life and eternal life. Now, oftentimes we're seeing people who live up to 100 years. You know, being a chaplain in Vitas, I've seen a lot of people having 100, 105 years old. But the quality of life is different. But what God is promising to us is not 100 years. Eternal life. What is eternal life? 100 years is just a little bit of that one. Do we realize that? So as we worship God, He's telling us that life is more different. The quality of life makes a great difference because we worship Him. He is our Lord and Savior. What else? True worship is Psalms 95, 1 and 2. As we focus, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us," what? "Shout joyfully Him with psalms." Looking at all these things. And you see how the kids express their joyful thanks, because worship is expression of how thankful we are, but how joyful we are. So to worship is joyful. I hope you'll not hear from little boys that, "How come when I every time I go to church I see a lot of long faces?" Is it because we are so exhausted all throughout the week? Or aren't we thankful or joyful? True joyful is what? Expression how thankful for we are. Oh, sorry. Because in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus Himself, take note of this one. Join with me reading. "In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your Spirit.'" So Jesus Himself, as He worshiped His Father. So true worship, brother and sister, is joyful. And Jesus is full of joy through the Holy Spirit. So you notice how the kids express their songs by, "I will follow you," starting every day. They would like to sing that song. Leah said, "Can we sing another song?" "No, we want that one. That's my favorite song." Even in the other church, you know, Emma of Jennifer, you seldom join and participate, but every time you sing that song, "I will follow you," and you know, they are so active. They would like to express their thanks and giving to God, a joyful spirit. So reverence and joyful spirit will be what? Part of true worship. So every time we come together here on Sabbath after Sabbath, because we know what we're doing now is what? Preparation for eternal worship in heaven. So if we come together Sabbath here with long face because of a lot of things, I know we met different challenges all throughout the week, right? We're so exhausted working here and there. But remember, what a privilege for us to worship the God who created us, who have given the special Sabbath for us to understand that every Sabbath we are reminded that we are His created being and He is our creature. The Lord in Spirit. Now, let's continue. Revelation tells us that what? True worship is joyful. If you look into that one, how joyful they are worshiping the God of all gods, the King of all kings. Now, as we continue Psalms 46, 70, it's another description that as we worship God, let's sing praise to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises for God is the King of all the earth. So let's sing also with praise and understanding. How would you like that? Makes a great difference. We understood the song that we're singing, right? When we sing that song, joyful, joyful, we adore thee. It really expressed. And teach us love to one another, as the song tells us. So we sing songs of praise, for we know that's an expression how thankful we are for He is. Now, as we continue, you'll find out here that the scripture focus on true worship is filled with praise and thanksgiving. I would like to start with that again. I'm thankful and I'm blessed to be here. I'm blessed to be here because as the children sing, I will follow you. And as they sing the song, the Lord is telling me I have to follow Him in Newfoundland, Leah, with high mountains, low valleys, and sea. Wow, that's a message that tells me something. So, how many of us here are thankful for what the Lord has done to us all throughout the day? Let me see your hands. And sure enough, if I put this to each one, everyone could tell us and share God's goodness in our lives. So we come together to what? Express our praise and thanks for who God is to us. So Sabbath after Sabbath, as we come to worship, we come to understand that it's a special privilege for us to give thanks to Him. We're not only giving thanks because we received this from God, because we, for God who He is and what He has done to us. Oh, bear with me. Yes. So, if I'll give you a chance, let's spend a moment of things, how thankful we are for what the Lord has done to us all throughout this week. Not last year. Oftentimes when we say, oh, thank God for last year. No, that was gone. What we need to express our thanks is what we experience even today. Thankful for the showers, right? The cool breeze. Because I've noticed the sudden change of weather here, right? I think last Tuesday, Wednesday, they said, this is just like Florida, the weather, the humidity. But Thursday is totally different. But we are thankful to God for with different kinds of weather. The Lord has given us protection and for who He is, for He has been so good to us. Then, true worship is expression of how thankful we are. So if everyone will give a chance to express how thankful we are, for sure we could spend time. We could. One thing I'm very thankful, Pastor Ken. That's why I was able to attend here last Wednesday. I was waiting for my Canadian passport, Elderon. And sure enough, I received my Canadian passport. And right there and then I went to the MCP. And I didn't realize that what's very short of a time that I'll need to process my health card. So that is something that I would like to be thankful for. And for sure you have a lot to say. Thankful for what the Lord has done to you all throughout the week. For my fellow Filipinos here, for sure you have a lot of things to be thankful for. Not because you live Philippines, but you have something to enjoy time together here. We have a mission for our kids, for the Vacation Bible School, for our grandpaps and grandma. You have a lot of things to be thankful for. As I listen to Sister Myrtle, so thankful for 60 years. She's been attending this church, and she still received the blessed hope to look forward. And this is just for a while. We're looking for that day. So every day of our life, we could count how many blessings that we could count His goodness to us. And another thing that I want you to take, quote Psalms 100, verse 4, it says, if you look in that verse, let me read in my Bible here, 100, verse 4, it says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. And as we continue, it said, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, endures forever. So as we look into this one, true worship is what? Reverent true worship is joyful. True worship is filled with praise and thanksgiving. But another thing that I want you to understand in the book of Psalms 95 that we're looking and studying right now, is true worship is life-changing. You may say, where can you find that verse? Life-changing. Let's go back to the book of Psalms 95. And you'll find out here in verse 8. And verse 8 tells us here, 8 and 9. Join with me reading 95 verse 8 and 9. It said, do not harden your hearts. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. For your fathers tested me, they tried me, and they saw my work. So here you are, studying to know about the true worship. We found out true worship is what? Reverent true worship is joyful. True worship is filled with praise and thanksgiving. But true worship is a life-changing experience because God is telling us, time for us to listen to his voice. So as we come together Sabbath after Sabbath, God has a message for each one of us. Psalms 95, again, continue tells us too, that as we listen to his voice, the Lord is telling us, for 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is people who go astray in their hearts and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. That's the verse talking about Psalms 95. But as we study this chapter 95, life-changing experience, I want you to take note that God is calling us to repentance. God is calling us what? To enter into God's grace. The Lord wants to transform our lives. He wants to change us. That's why he said, do not harden your hearts. Now, as I watched the live streaming Sabbath after Sabbath here, Brother Ron, and listened to live Living Word radio, God is speaking to us in different ways. This morning, I say, you listen to the BOAR. I was blessed listening to the story of Daniel. So God is speaking to us every time we come together, wherever we go, because he wants us to have a life-changing experience. So true worship is a life-changing experience. And there's another illustration I'd like to share to you. Have you heard about this John 3:16 story? Anyone of you heard the story of John 3:16? There was a young newspaper boy. This young newspaper boy had been going around the city, but it's getting cold because winter time is coming up. So he doesn't know where to sleep that evening, but he looked at the corner and he found that policeman. And he approached, Mr. Policeman, where I could find warm place to sleep tonight. Then the policeman says, I want you to go to that big white house and knock on the door. And when you knock at the door, he says, tell this, John 3:16, and they will let you in. So the boy went, and here comes the lady, answered. He said, look up, John 3:16. He said to that lady, and here's what the lady said. Come on in, son. So the little boy, who was so exhausted and tired, entered in that big house. Then he continued, said, I don't understand this, John 3:16. But he was given a nice place to stay. He said, come on in, son, and stay here for a while. I'll give you in front of the fireplace. So he felt the warm temperature now. He said, I don't understand John 3:16, but make it sure a cold boy warm. So after that, the lady prepared food for him. Then he said, I don't understand John 3:16, but this John 3:16 make a hungry boy what? Full. Because he was able to eat the meal that he had eaten. Because he was asked by that lady, have you eaten? He said, oh, for a couple of days I haven't eaten. Just a little. But he was given what? Sort of a table full of food. So he said, John 3:16? But he makes hungry boy full. After that, the lady said, come on up. I want you to go to that bathroom. So he was given a nice bath and warm towel. So after having that experience, he said, I don't understand just John 3:16, but it will make a dirty boy clean. So after having that bed, he was given a nice room to place to stay over the night. Then that morning, the lady said, okay, John 3:16, I don't understand, but he makes a tired boy what? Rest. So that morning, the lady asked him, do you understand John 3:16? He cannot answer, but his answer was this. No, mom, I don't know. The first time I heard John 3:16, when the policeman told me, go to this big house and knock, knock, and said John 3:16. That lady started opening the Bible. You know what? When you open the Bible, you open in John 3:16. And remember, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Join with me. That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Then the lady explained what this John 3:16 means. Then this young little boy understood. So on that day, that morning, John 3:16 has a story for us. And right there, the boy gave his heart to Jesus. John 3:16, brothers and sisters, do you understand it? I don't understand it either. But make sure, John 3:16 makes a lost boy feel safe. What about you? John 3:16, I don't understand why I'm here in Newfoundland. But John 3:16 is telling me that he loves me. He loves you and me, that he loves Newfoundland. And he wants this Newfoundland ready for Jesus' soon coming. Brothers and sisters, sometimes our kids who grew up in church, attended vacation Bible school, attended church school, but for some reason when they grew up, they decided to go somewhere else. But always remember, they will understand that there is John 3:16. Because they knew that mom and dad is always praying for them, wherever they are. I've noticed here in North American Division, in the area, when the kids are growing, they would like to go anywhere. Just like my daughter right now is in Loma Linda, California. My other daughter will go to Tennessee. And I've noticed a lot of them would like to find their way, their life. But wherever they are, they will remember John 3:16. Not the theological aspect of it, but the reality of what is John 3:16. But someone cares. So whoever will enter in this church, they may not understand the theological perspective of Adventism, but if they understood that this church loves anyone who will enter this, they may say, I don't understand what's John 3:16, but it makes me feel welcome, be at home in this church. Brothers and sisters, aren't we thankful that the true worship leads us to understand why we are here? Help us to understand that we are worshiping the God who created us, that we could worship Him with reverence, and we could worship Him with joyful spirit, with spirit of praise and thanks, and we could have a life-changing experience. So as we come together, worship Sabbath after Sabbath. I like what Ellen White tells us here in the Gospel, in Christ's Object Lesson. Because as we worship Sabbath after Sabbath, we get to know Jesus Christ. Get to know Him more and more. And Christ's Object Lesson tells us this, what Ellen White says. The nearer, join with me reading. The nearer we come to Jesus, the more clearly we discern the purity of His character. The more clearly we shall discern the exceeding sinfulness of sin, and the less we shall feel like exalting ourselves. Aren't we thankful for that? Because we experience a life-changing experience. So Sabbath after Sabbath is something to look forward to. And even prayer meeting, and even worship time at home. Because we come to understand that God loves us so much. So John 3:16 will help us to understand, for God so loved the world. So this morning, brothers and sisters, the true worship that we're talking about tells us, do not resist, that God works, wants to do in you. He has something for us to do. So let the Lord bring you into His rest and make this true worship. For He is what? wants reverence in true worship. He wants to have a joyful experience. He wants to have a present thanksgiving. And because we are what? Blessed to be someone whom God cares for each one of us. This morning, brothers and sisters, we come to understand that worship is a special privilege for us. And isn't it a wonderful time as we prepare ourselves for eternal worship, time together with the Lord? Now is the time to be ready. I myself, as Jesus said, our Heavenly Father is looking for a true worship. I would like to be one of His worshipers, the true worshipers. What about you? Anyone would like to say, I would like to be a true worshiper of God? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we raise our hands because we know You're looking for true worshipers. And we come to understand that true worshipers is doing something. That true worship is full of reverence, a joyful experience with praise and thanksgiving. And there is such a life-changing experience for us. So thank You so much, Heavenly Father, O Holy Spirit, for speaking to us this morning. For we would like to continue walk with You until we see the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.